Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. I am too. So today I want to talk about my exit exams from nursing school, how I prepped for it, and how it all went down. Okay, so I had exactly 2 exams to take for my exit from nursing school. And my grades depended on how much points I got on my final 2 exams. It had everything to do with my graduation and everything. So I was really stressed out. I was tensed. I didn't even know how to prep for it. It was really nerve-wracking. So I put in so much time doing a lot of videos, question and answering, reviewing with my classmates, just going through my previous exams and see what areas I needed to work on the most. And most importantly, stop second guessing my answers. I had to practice a lot on just trusting my first instinct and just going for it and not second guessing my answer and going back and changing it, because that's the thing about taking nursing exams. It's you just keep asking yourself, what if? There's no what if. Just take the first answer, because most times your first instinct is always the correct one. Just go for the first one. So talk is cheap, like they say. I had to practice. I didn't just have to say it with my words. I had to put it into practice and learn to trust my first instinct when choosing my answers. So I practiced a whole lot of questions. I did questions. I just reviewed my content, my material, and I did a whole lot of summaries using flashcards, so I get to remember my notes and not get so confused about electrolyte values, just general values, and just in general what you had to know before the exams. Because most times you get values, but you just get confused what is above and what is below, and what is the exact value you need for a particular electrolyte. And I just had to review everything using flashcards, and I think that really helped me out. So now on the exam proper, I try to be really relaxed, not to think about the exams on the exam day, not to feel too stressed out, or maybe just some positive self-talk saying, you can do this, Nadia, you can do this, you've gone through this for months, you've got this. Yeah, I just kept repeating that in my head, saying it's gonna be fine. So I went in with a positive spirit, and when I got to start my questions, I tried a whole lot not to second guess my answers, not to go back to the question. So I try to use a max of 1 minute per question, so I don't get to second guess. Once I chose my answers, I just went through to the next one without coming right back, so I don't get to change my answers. Because most times when you change your answers, you get to pick the wrong answer the second time. So I did that, and I think I took like 2 hours, 45 minutes to get done with my exams, and yeah, I made it. I was really happy. It was nerve-wracking, but I made it through, and if I can do it, trust me, you can do it. So on that note, guys, I really wish anyone out there just going through some hard times with schools or any training program or even your job, just hold on and have some positive self-talk instead of being all negative, because you are what you think yourself to be. You're what you put in your mind about yourself. So if you see yourself thriving and moving on in a positive manner, you just become who you are, because you won't let the things going on around you just pull you down. You're going to push on, you're going to fight on, because you know what you believe in. So just be strong. Hold on. Hold on tight. You can make it. Thank you so much for listening, and do have a really lovely evening, guys.